Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today, the star of Am I the Jerk is our very own DZ, everybody. Look at that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me.
What did I do?
You and I had a talk for a long time yesterday about a problem you're having where you feel like you're being a jerk.
Oh, yeah, we chopped it up a little bit.
And I think you're being too hard on yourself. So, fine, we're going to ask the listeners because some wives are going to be triggered and going to say you're a jerk.
Yeah.
I've been married. I know how marriage goes sometimes.
Yeah.
We can get resentful of our partner's actions.
It could be what I'm kind of going through right now that I'm worried about exterior opinion, right? Maybe, but
so this is the worst thing we could do right now, but let's do it anyway.
Right. Honestly, though.
Because I don't think you're a jerk, but just explain yourself.
Let me explain myself.
So, and why you feel bad.
Y'all have been hearing me speak on my recent endeavors in golf, getting back into it.
Happy for you. I think it's a healthy hobby. I think I'm happy for you. You seem to like it.
I love golf.
It's great.
Genuinely. I want to get better at the game. My wife has been awesome, right? She said, play golf. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. If we ain't got nothing to do, what am I going to do stop you playing golf for? I'm not that girl. You're not that guy. Go play golf, right?
Some wives would be like, we got two kids. That's the problem. But she doesn't mind. She truly doesn't mind. She's not BSing you.
No, not at all. Right?
No.
But I find myself questioning that.
You feel
doubting,
bad.
Wondering if it's genuine. And I'm not doubting my wife, but I'm just going,
Is she trying to make me happy?
Right.
So that I can release, but inside, is it going to fester
her? Is it
her
bothering
and resent, her? Is she going to resent me later?
That part.
Right? I've been married. I get it.
I'm overthinking a lot, and I find myself still going to play, but almost regretting it immediately after.
Ugh, not enjoying yourself, which sucks.
I'll enjoy myself out there, but then immediately go, man, I shouldn't have played.
Aww.
Or, you know, when a friend hits me up, a.k.a. my guy Tom, that texted me late last night and went, when are we playing golf?
Yeah.
After I had just got done playing golf. Yeah. And goes, well, maybe tomorrow. What's going on? Is it going to rain? Now we're trying to make golf plans for the weekend. My wife doesn't even know about yet. She's maybe hearing about it on air.
Right.
And going, man, am I playing too much golf? Should I not be enjoying what I'm doing? Like, should I be at home and doing other things instead?
Okay,
like,
hold on. So you have a 7-month-old?
Yes.
And an almost, Sammy will be 3 July 24th.
Yes, in about a month.
Okay, so we got the ages of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You and your wife, from the outside, in my opinion, knowing both of you, seem to have a pretty healthy marriage. You like each other.
We
do. You're connected.
We like each other, love each other most days.
You make me want to be in love, right? So respect. No,
thank,
really.
No, thank you.
Because I know a lot of bad couples would make me not want to be in love. Okay,
I feel that.
So props on that. So I want to paint the picture for everybody. I see Erin telling you exactly what she wants.
Right.
She's direct.
She is.
Like
she is.
She will tell you if she doesn't like something.
And she has said, I will tell you if it ever becomes a problem. And I'm like, yeah, but like, are you sure? But like, my anxiety that builds when I think about, like, oh no, I have this weird, like, self-doubt that once it hits and once it's deep-seated in my soul, I run with it and I go, no, but there is a problem. No, but there is a problem. And I go, like, but the back of my head is telling me, no, you shouldn't be golfing this much. No, you shouldn't be enjoying this. No, you should be at home doing something else.
You're way too hard on yourself, first of all. You have to stop. I sound like my own therapist who talks, you are being way too hard on yourself.
Okay.
And I want to know, how many times a week are you golfing?
I've golfed.
Because that makes a difference.
In the last 2 weeks, I have played 7 rounds of golf in the last 14 days. I have golfed 7 out of the last 14 days.
Ooh,
I've golfed
50%.
I've golfed arguably 50% of the time in the recent past.
7 to 14 days.
7 out of the last 14 days, I have been on the golf course for at least a 9-hole round.
Well, that is a lot, but I still don't. What's the difference if somebody goes to the gym for it? How long do 9 rounds take? Or 9 holes?
Not,
that's a long time.
9 rounds is a boxing gym. Whole another scenario, dog. But we love them too.
My bad. How long do 9 holes? Sounds awful. Now I'm getting, this is the worst. How long did 9 holes take?
9 holes normally, on average, takes about 2 hours.
Okay,
about.
So it's like a 2-hour workout.
In 2 hours, you know, that's time spent. You play 18 holes, that's normally 4 hours, right? Give or take.
Oh, if you were doing 4 hours, I'd be like, DZ, come
on. But that's a round of golf.
Right.
When I play alone, right. I can fit 18 in about 2.5-3 hours.
Okay, when you come home from golf, does Erin ever look irritated or like, because you said you feel like she might, your insecurities are making you feel like she might just be trying to make you happy and telling you to go golf and doesn't mean it. Does she seem resentful ever when you come
home?
No,
never.
Well, then, so you want to know if you're the jerk for golfing half the time, basically.
Basically.
Even though your wife says, go do it. You have this dad guilt. This is very much, moms can relate. I'm proud to hear you're talking
is
about the dad,
dad guilt.
It is dad guilt. Moms do this too. This is great. I'm glad you're expressing this and getting it out. So you don't fester inside because we
dad
have to talk
guilt.
About dad guilt. What else would it be?
I don't know. Just I feel like
would you have felt guilty before you had kids leaving Erin?
Honestly,
to
I
go
feel
golf?
The out no no.
Then it's dad guilt.
I feel like the outside perspective would deem, oh, you're golfing instead of spending time with your family.
Sure.
You're like it's like somebody's gonna look at me and go, oh, you're making golf a priority.
You're not committed to your family as much as you are to golf or
right,
something.
Man.
And that's not true.
And that irks me, dog. Like that bothers me. So I'm going, is golfing 50% of my time arguably wrong? Am I the jerk for golfing whenever I have free time? Because that's what I'm doing.
Somebody texted in. They said, I'm the wife in this situation. So I don't think it's Erin, but it's somebody who's going through this. They said, I don't mind when my husband goes out and does things to enjoy himself. I want him to go out and do things, but I think it's about balance. And DZ asking her if she wants to go one day without the kids, he will take care of them just like she's doing when he's out playing golf. They're saying, do you offer to do things so she can go out?
I mean, when she goes, I want to go do this. I want to go do that. I'm never going, oh no, you can't go home. I want her to go out and do more. And quite frankly, maybe this is part of it. Because if I'm being honest, I don't feel like my wife sometimes takes time to go do those things for herself. And I'm wondering why I feel like I do.
Because I can't speak for Erin, but I know when my kids were little, that was all I wanted to do, was hang out. My kids were everything.
See, and that's
everything.
True.
And that was what entertained me and made me happy. They still make me happy, but now they're becoming little men and they're independent and I can't make my whole life about them. But when they were little, that was my happy place.
Right.
So even sometimes I go, well, you're supposed to have other things in life.
But then why does that make me feel like my kids are my happy place?
Well,
my kids are my happy place.
Right.
My wife is my happy place.
You're right.
I also love to go play golf. You know what I mean? Because that that is exactly what my wife does and how she is as a person. She loves our children and would 9 out of 10 prefer to be with them than doing anything
else. And maybe, maybe I was, you know, maybe it should, we should have other things when, I don't know. I don't know. The listener family, we need the fam. We need the listener fam right now.
I'm stressing, y'all.
414-533-1037. Text coming in. You can text that number or you can call. And we want to talk to you next because ZZ wants to know, is he the jerk for golfing as much as he does?
I don't want nobody to gas me up. I want honest, direct opinion. I don't want somebody to sit here and go, no, DZ, no, not the no. Tell me what you really think, for real,
I don't feel like I was gassing you up yesterday when I said, stop being so hard on yourself. You're a great dad and a great father and a great husband and a great coworker and a great friend. What are you being so hard on yourself for? Chill out. Was that too much?
I'm talking to the listeners. Oh, I don't need fake gas. Tell me what you think. If you calling me the jerk, call me the jerk. Okay. I know you weren't gassing. I'm saying as a general statement.
You were being too hard on yourself, I felt like.
Don't sugarcoat nothing for me, please, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair. I can't wait to hear what everybody says. They're going to come for you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes. DZ wants to know if he's the jerk for golfing as much as he does. He feels bad, even though Aaron says she's good with it. Somebody texted in, not the jerk, but 7 to 14 days does seem a bit much. See, this is why you're getting in his head and making him unsure. You're telling him he's not the jerk, but then you're going, but...
Bruh.
DZ, no.
All of my guys that I've talked to, not that I'm like going around talking to my boys about this, but...
I believe it.
My homies that are golf guys, I'm like, oh, I've been golfing so much recently. I'm like, oh, 7 out of the last 14 days. They've all been like, what?
Yes.
Y'all, I go sunset. I go later. I try to go when the boys have winded down
You're
for the day.
Very blessed to have a connection with your wife where you guys are happy for each other when you do what you enjoy doing.
But I'm
That's
doubting.
Not a lot of couples.
I'm doubting myself for it so
Stop.
Much.
She doesn't
so much.
Mind. She doesn't mind. Let's go to the phones and see what the listeners say. I want to start with Lisa in Sheboygan this morning, one of our regulars, because she's been married a long time. Their kids are older. She's been through what you went through.
She knows what's going on.
I think. Unless her husband doesn't like the golf. Lisa!
Good morning.
Morning, fam.
Do you resent your husband ever? No, Lisa, talk to DZ. He needs some help today.
Well, I don't think you're a jerk. Absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay.
I do think that, you know, spouses need to have their time apart, whether they're just by themselves or with their friends or whatever it might be. Now, I'm not going to lie. When I heard how much you went in the last 2 weeks, like, my eyes did bug a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't think you're a jerk. I don't.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. husband who's here also thinks you're not a jerk, too.
Of course.
My boy.
He's like, yeah.
And I said, do you ever feel guilty when you step on the golf course without me? And he goes, hell no.
Well, and that was all we need to hear.
And that part. Appreciate y'all. Have a great
Thanks,
day, Lisa.
Bye.
You know, fair enough. Then you got to hear from a couple there. And she asked him directly.
She straight up said, right. And honestly, Erin has no interest in golfing with me currently. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't ask her to go.
And she's direct. I feel like Erin would tell you. Somebody said, maybe bring her a little treat when you get home. That's a great way to come home, too. Bring her something.
I pulled up with some ice cream before I get to the crib. You know what I'm saying? A little something sweet.
Dang. Somebody said, Deezy, you're the jerk. You got little ones to take care of. Maybe 2 days out of the week. That must have been a mom.
That definitely was a mom. Wait, what number is that?
Who's mad at her husband? Because trust me, if I was mad at my dude, I'd be texting that in too. And I'm single and happy, so I'm like, DZ, you're not the jerk.
Was that great. One of my homies with kids? You jealous? No, I'm playing.
Yes. Jay is in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next. Hi, Jay.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Is DZ the jerk?
Just laid on.
No, not at all. Aww. I do think you do have to find a healthy balance. Like, you know, maybe cut back a little bit here and there. But just as a recommendation, maybe plan for her to do something, for her to go out. Because as moms, sometimes it takes a little bit more for us to just want to do something for ourselves. So maybe just try that. And, you know, that maybe kind of cut off your guilt a little bit.
Okay. So what you're saying is I should plan something for my wife to do for herself?
Yeah, because sometimes, like I said, sometimes as moms, you know, we have that nurturing, you know, not to say you don't, but, you know, it's
we
a little bit
leave.
More for the
we
mom.
We won't leave is what you're getting at, Jay.
Yeah,
you
for
us
sure.
To go do an activity.
But like, for example, kind of push her out and say, go do this for yourself. And maybe it'll kind of get the ball rolling, like, oh, I enjoy this. Like, if she likes to get a manicure, pedicure, say, hey, go do this. Go get some time away. I got the boys. I got this. And, you know, just give her a little treat. And then, you know, that way it balances itself out.
Mm-hmm. I like where you're going with that. I don't like necessarily telling my wife, hey, go do something. Right. Oh, I want her to make that choice for herself because then I feel like I'm being misogynistic and being like, I'm man, you woman. I tell you, go get nails done. Right? Like,
But I think, like, sometimes it's not every, you know, time thing, but just sometimes it's a nice treat to be like, oh, you know, someone's taking me for, you know, taking care of me for this time. Just a little treat here and there. Maybe that'll get her the idea of like, oh, I like my alone time. I want to do this more often.
I do want to do this more often. Just a little something nice and appreciation, love something. Like, baby, I booked this. Or, hey, baby, why don't you go to nails done? I like where you're going with this.
See?
Okay, right. Jay.
Thanks for calling, Jay. Good input.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, the dad guilt is real, DZ. Just for you to feel the way you're feeling shows that you are a better husband and father than half the men out there. You're definitely not the jerk. Once the boys get older and Erin decides what she wants to start finally going out with friends or doing her own thing, just be there for her the way she is for you. It'll get there.
You know what I'd love
She's
to do?
She's still in awe with the babies right now. You're not going every day for hours. You guys are good. Sorry.
It's what I would love to do. And I know it's frowned upon usually when they're young, but once our boys are old enough, if I'm going golfing, they're coming with me.
Oh, why is that frowned upon? Oh, because the golf course
little.
Doesn't want kids.
Yeah, you know, and it's a little more dangerous, whatever.
I'll be part of your foursome. So I'll go, and Erin gets the day off, and I'll chase Sammy and Danny with you, and I'll be like, they're so cute.
In my head, I'm going to give my wife 4 free hours to go do whatever, scotch-free.
And you know what that may be? Nothing.
Nothing.
It may be nothing.
It could be a four-hour nap.
And that's okay. It may be a Target trip. None of your damn business.
None of my
whatever
do what
does.
You want.
That's right. Like, you're free. Go. And if she goes, she goes. I like it.
Yeah.
Last but not least, let's go to Sam in Milwaukee. We're talking about if DZ's the jerk for how much he golfs.
Just keep it honest with me, Sam. Go ahead. Rip the band-aid. What do you think?
Hey. Come on.
I love you guys. I listen every morning. Wepa.
Wepa. Thank you. We appreciate you. Look, butter me up before she calls me a jerk.
I definitely think you're not the jerk.
Oh.
I definitely agree with the last texter said and the last caller for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe not pressuring her to go out, but like, I got it. What do you need me to do while you're gone? Because I think that's part of the thing that women like think about. Like, I'm going to leave, but then I'm going to have to come back and then do all these things. So I think reassuring her or like having her make you a list or telling the things that she needs you to get done before she leaves would definitely help.
Okay.
Bet. I like that insight.
Not the jerk all the way around.
Except for whoever texted and said, definitely a jerk.
That's because they want to go do something and their husband's doing it. I don't know.
Well, their logic is what...
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep, clean sweep. Hey, Wamp, I appreciate you, Sam.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love it.
Gee. This one texter is what, even though now I am clean sweep, not the jerk. My wife has long said, not the jerk. Mm-hmm. This one text has now put me back into, yeah, I'm definitely the jerk.
See, what does it say?
Definitely a jerk. That's what every other day. I feel like his wife can't even plan anything because she knows he's going so often Savage. That she wouldn't even take the initiative to do something for herself.
Savage.
See?
Okay, so wait.
See?
Listen, hold on.
Spiral.
Hold on. Okay, you're spiraling now. This is the problem. You shouldn't have read the text. Damn it. He's literally spiraling and his chair is spinning. DZ, the fact that you care alone in itself shows you're a good dad, okay? And a good husband. You care.
Thank you.
And I know that if Aaron said stop, you would.
I would.
But she didn't.
She hasn't.
She said enjoy, and she knows you need that for your mental health and your well-being, and because it's good for you.
She told me I got 5 years to go pro.
See? So, in 5 years, if you're not pro, get the hell off the golf course and get back to daddy.
You know what? I'm going golfing because after this. Thanks, y'all.
5 and 7. Then they're really going to be have to chase around everywhere. See? See?
All right, bro.
The jerk, DZ. Stop beating yourself up. The end, okay? It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.